the woman in a Jane Austen's novel is courted by the man in her home. And what takes place is then a natural process in which the suitor is observed and evaluated not only by her, by a whole set of people. And it happens very naturally. It is the group, in fact, and the woman as a member of the group who is making the judgment and the evaluation of the appropriateness of the man's manners. Now, we tend to think of this as a constraint, as something that limited people's capacity to express their feelings independently from the group. But what we're missing out is the fact that when the woman was evaluating a man, she was in a way protected by the group. She did it along with others. And if a man was behaving badly, she was not alone. There was the group who was the moral arbiter of how bad he was behaving. Think about Marianne and Willoughby, when it turns out that Willoughby, who has courted her assiduously, in fact was engaged to someone else. Marianne is devastated, but so is everyone else. And everyone else is also able to proffer a moral judgment of his bad behavior. So that changes entirely the ways in which, first of all, women evaluate men, the behavior of men to women, and the ways in which she judges him in case he defaults on her or he behaves badly. So that's only one example.